I am interviewing Ms. Peterson, an English teacher here at Foothill High School. How are you today?
It's been a long week.
Sure has. Okay, so my first question for you is, how would you define leadership?
I think having leadership is the ability to stand as a model and inspire people to go forth and do their best.
That's a great explanation. If you thought of one person, who would you think of when it comes to leadership? Or somebody you look up to that's a leader to you?
Like historically or?
Any kind.
I'd have to say my dad.
And why?
Because he, and it kind of goes back to my definition of a leader, he never told people what to do. He just always set a great example of leadership in church. Been losing my voice all day. Leadership in church, leadership as a physician, leadership as the head of the household. He just always set a very high standard of how to behave, how to fulfill your responsibilities, and how to help others along the way.
That's a great explanation. What are you responsible for outside of your home life?
Everything. So I am department chair at Foothill. So as well as teaching my own English classes, I also facilitate the English classes at Foothill. I'm on the school improvement or the school organizational team. So I'm responsible for meeting monthly, going over school concerns such as budget or safety concerns, and proposing solutions. I'm on the school performance plan committee, which is the committee that puts together the school goals and how are we going to meet those goals and how do those fulfill the requirements as put forth by our superintendent. I'm on the accreditation team, which is part of that is doing classroom observations and going through the surveys for the accreditation team and identifying what we do well and what we need to improve. I'm on the ELL committee, which Foothill is part of the cadre that is rolling out the ELL committee this year, or the ELL program this year. So I design and implement the ELL presentations and then collect the data from the implementation of those techniques in the classroom. I teach AP, so I go to monthly AP meetings with the AP teachers in the district and how we can improve our AP performance. I am part of the team rolling out AP Capstone next year, so that's a few more trainings and things to attend to. I'm also on the library committee. I think I'm on the attendance committee.
That sounds like a really busy life.
Yeah.
Sounds a little crazy.
That about covers it, I think. I'll think of one in a minute, but
yeah. How do you find motivation to continue with all those responsibilities?
Some days I don't.
Yeah.
Some days I go home and I put on my at-home pajamas, which is my children call the clothes that you could go out in, but you don't. And sometimes I sit on the recliner and just read books to my kids because I just can't. Most of the time, I think it's just my way of life. I'm always busy, so I wouldn't know what to do with myself not being busy. And a lot of it is just prioritizing. Making a list of to-do things and choosing the ones that need to be done first, implementing those, and then making time for the next. I also believe in self-rewards, so I have Ben and Jerry's in my ice cream freezer.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to go. What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Peanut Butter World. It's chocolate with peanut butter.
It's mocha almond fudge, if you were wondering.
Oh. That's close. Peanut Butter World, though, for the win.
What advice would you give someone about how to become a better leader? If you had any advice in the world.
If I had any advice in the world.
Yes.
Okay. I think it goes back to, if you want to inspire people to better themselves, then be the model instead of the person telling them what to do. Be the person attempting to show them what to do, because as you improve yourself, you're going to inspire other people to accomplish those. I would also say get involved in worthy causes. So Foothill might not be saving the world spiritually, but I think education is a worthy cause. And I think motivating kids to do the best that they can and gain the education that they can, hopefully then will instill those ideals and then they will go on and be leaders of their own and their own careers and lives.
That was deep. That was really
Thank you.
What do you do to ensure that you continue to grow as a leader?
I apparently don't know how to say no. So each new project I take on has some new facet of leadership. For example, the ELL, whatever you call that, the ELL stuff that I do, I have to present to the staff on a regular basis, which is a whole new different set of skills. The capstone and research stuff that we are implementing for AP is another set of skills. So I think it's about continuing to try new things, be involved in new, I keep using the word things, you know, I hate the word things. Be involved in new endeavors makes your skill set continue to grow, and never becoming complacent, never thinking, all right, I'm good, I'm just going to sit here. Oh, that's what I'm doing right now.
Yeah, well, it's been a long day. So.
It has been a long day.
So when negative people come into your day, how do you, like, block that out of your day? Like, how...
My first line of defense is sarcasm.
Oh, yeah.
I can often sarcastically defend or deal with it. I do a lot of just ignoring. Like, you just, especially, you know, being department chair, people will come to me with complaints, and I'm good if it's something I can help with, something I can make a plan of, here's how we're going to fix this, here's what we can do about that. But if it's just to complain, and not to vent, because I get there's venting, and sometimes yeah. venting is just, let me tell you about my horrible day, I say I'm sorry, and we'll move on. Mm-hmm. But those that just want to complain, I have to just learn to, there's nothing I can do for you.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry, and bye-bye. So sometimes it is just kind of ignoring, don't get pulled into the negativity, don't get pulled into the drama. Have your tribe of people that you can vent to, but will help you overcome and move on.
Really good idea.
Yeah, you're trying.
Oh yeah. Okay, so what are your thoughts on the topic of failure?
Like academic failure, failure in general?
Failure in general. What do you think it can do for somebody?
I think people are afraid of failure, and so they don't try. Where you need to look at failure as not the end, but this idea of what can I learn from that? How can I change my approach for the next time? I mean, think about it. If we all let failure get to us, none of us would walk.
Yeah. Minor interruption.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
We're having therapy.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Do you want to do the lip sync with me?
If you could define yourself in one word, how would it be?
Oh man, if I want to be truly honest, probably stubborn.
How do you think the stubbornness helps you be a leader?
Because I refuse to let people stop me. I refuse to let a program I believe in die. I refuse to let negative people negatively impact me. I refuse to let my sixth period conquer me. So yeah, I think of it, it's sometimes it's the only thing that keeps me going.
That's a good one. Now I have one last question for you, and it's kind of complex. So are you ready for it? We likes complex questions.
Do I like complex text?
It's a level 3 question.
What?
Probably not. Okay, what are you doing to make the world a better place?
I haven't killed any freshmen today.
Yeah, that's
I had a conversation with another staff member here, and I basically said I feel like I don't do much besides, I don't remember how I put it, it was at Disneyland, besides grade papers, or I was like, I'm just data entry. Like that's, sometimes I feel like I'm data entry. And I had had his daughter as a student, and he's like, no, because my daughter, it was Amber, it's like, she said you taught her how to think, like how to approach ideas and how to, even if it's not, I made everyone the best writer or the best English student, if I can make people like step out of themselves and think critically about whatever it is they're doing, if they're reading, if they're writing, if they're talking, if they're having a relationship, if whatever, then I think that's making the world a little better place to have people who are aware and critically evaluating and thinking and not just following the crowd.
That's really good.
Thank you.
All right, well, our interview is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.